So Deepak, how do we really get started? What is that first step?
The first step, Muskan, is actually a little bit philosophical, right? So you have to look inwards.
Right.
I mean, before you start creating your content, you have to decide what do you stand for?
The world of marketing is changing. And to keep pace with it, you need to create a new point of view that is original, authentic, and engaging. How to go about doing that? Stay tuned to the Marketing Redefined show. Hi, everybody. Hi, Deepak. How are you?
I'm good, Muskan. How are you?
I'm great. So since 2023 is just around the corner, we have decided that we're coming up with a three-series podcast wherein we'll be talking about all the facets of how to really create your marketing strategies.
Yeah, it's a good time. No? I mean, the year is ending. It's a good time. The season is slow and everybody's on holiday. This is a good time to restructure your strategy.
Hmm.
And absolutely the right time to restructure your content strategy for the coming year.
Right. So Deepak, if I start with the first question, like we've already decided and discussed that what the brands have already decided that what their content strategy is going to be, how they're going to move forward, what their product is. But to stop in between and really re-articulate, how do they take that step back and really think about it again from the start?
Yeah. So Muskan, look, if everything is working fine, absolutely keep on doing what is working, right? Don't change. If things are not working, then this is the time to rethink, re-articulate your point of view. So that is what we are at this point in this first episode trying to cover.
Right. So Deepak, how do we really get started? What is that first step?
The first step, Muskan, is actually a little bit philosophical, right? So you have to look inwards.
Right.
I mean, before you start creating your content, you have to decide what do you stand for?
Okay.
Why are you doing this? Why is Muskan in this chair? Why is she doing a podcast? Why are you running a technology company? That why, the articulation of why you are doing what you're doing, why you have a team, why you have raised funding, why you have a technology product or a consumer product, that is the first seed from which your content will start germinating.
Right.
Do you have a mission, a vision, which is more than simply making money? Right? And you very well might not have it. But then it will be very difficult for you to convince your customers. So the first step here is to really articulate, rethink, reimagine, put it into new words. Why are you doing what you're doing? So for example, we are running a podcast production company. Why are we doing this? Because we believe conversations are the key to good marketing. Right? You might be running a skincare brand. You might be running a logistics company. Do you think there is a problem? Do you think you are uniquely qualified to take care of that problem? Whatever it is, the first part is the why. Right? There's that famous Simon Sinek video series, right? Find out your why.
Right.
And this is where, when we start to rethink and re-articulate our content strategy, we have to put pen on paper, basically, and write down, why are we doing this? Who are we? Why are we qualified to advise somebody? Or to guide somebody. Right? Running a business is very different from being an employee.
True.
Right? You have a lot more responsibility on your hands, which is why really, I mean, and it again, this is not only related to founders. Right? Even if you're running a big marketing team, let's say you're a chief marketing officer.
Right.
Even then, there's a lot of responsibility on your hands, of your team, of your brand, etc. So, which is why the first step here in this particular video is to rethink and put it into new words. This is why I am doing this. This is why I am qualified to make a change. This is the change which I am looking for.
Right. But to reach that why, we need to take a step back and really think that what went wrong. So for example, we discussed it in one of our few previous videos that, you know, feedback is really important. So is it that feedback from which we're coming towards this why and thinking of re-articulating, is it linked?
Yeah. Absolutely. So there are three parts. What went wrong? What went right? And what was with the vision with which you started?
Right.
So absolutely look at what went wrong. And definitely look at what went right. Because you want to scale up what went right. Right. So you have that feedback component. It incorporates both parts. What went wrong? What went right? But also, why did you get started? So once you have these two, three angles listed down, and again, I started by saying this is a philosophical concept because we'll touch the topic of strategy versus tactics.
Right.
It, too often we have this inertia to actually rethink what we are doing, but it's required before you move into action plans.
Right.
So look at what went right, look at what went wrong in 2022 or even before, prior to those years, even the COVID years, what did you do right? And it could be anything, right? Your messaging, your team, your product, your features.
Mm-hmm.
But look at what went right, what went wrong, and then move to the next step. So once we have decided what do we stand for, why we are doing this business, mm-hmm. why we're in the market, and it could be, again, it could be anything, right? You could be running an agriculture startup, a Tesla or whatever. Then we move on to the next step, which is who is our audience? Who are we speaking to? Right? And again, as we go through this video, there are broadly three parts to it. One is who are we? Second is who is our audience? And the third part is why should they listen to us? Okay? So the second part is who is our audience? In terms of demographics, in terms of qualification, in terms of education, where do they hang out? Which social platform do they use? Who do they ask for advice? Are they more active on Slack channels or on Discord or on Instagram or on LinkedIn? Or they are still on the print media? Right? Who exactly are these people? Right? And this is actually the second part. So, but again, this will come once you've decided why you're doing all of this.
Right.
Many people would first go to the customer side.
Mm.
But before defining who you are, that is actually a step too far. So this is second part. Decide who your customers are and find out as much as you can about them.
But I guess, Deepak, you have very rightly said that there's always this inertia where we don't want to really, get it in our heads that our product could be flawed or that's why I guess feedback is really that important. But at the same time, now a brand already discusses what their target audience is, and with all the research and everything, they're fixed that, okay, this is their target audience. But what if that somewhere down the line goes wrong and that is something that they have to rearticulate? Won't that change the narrative of their product or ideology itself?
Yes, but which do you want? Do you want to simply go on sinking because you chose a direction? Or do you want to be more flexible that you can change the direction when something is not working? Again, we are not saying that if something is working, change that.
Mm.
Do not change what is working. Scale that up. But if something is not working, why not rethink what you're doing?
Right.
And which goes back to finding out more about your customer audience.
Mm-hmm.
And there's still, right, a large part of India is still not based in the metros, right? We are too often just fixated on the metros or the tier one cities.
Right.
And they still get the information from print media,
right?
Or from regional language newspapers or radio channels. Whatever it is, once you figure out why you're doing this, now you have to figure out how to take that message to these people, right? And before you take that message to these people is who exactly are these people?
Mm.
What are their pain points? What are their needs? Right? If they don't really require your product, no amount of marketing is really going to sell. Right? So you find out more about this customer audience. You find out more about their pain points. And that is something, even in this D2C startup, which people have done very, very well.
Mm.
So they focused on a very particular category.
Right.
And it could be low cost fashion. It could be childcare. Right? It could be some other accessories, nutrition, food. They fixed their gaze on a very specific part of a customer segment. And that allowed them to scale. So the first part, as we said, is to figure out more about who you are. The second part is to figure out who your customer audience is and more about them.
Right.
And that old generic customer persona template. Who they are, what is their education, their needs, their pain points, right? What do they look like? What are their names? And go as much pinpointed as you can.
Mm.
Right? Are they housewives? Are they working mothers? How much time do they have? Where do they consume information? What form of information do they like to consume? Is it visual? Is it audio? Is it written?
Hmm.
All of those then start giving you a better idea. And again, remember, the objective of this series is to rethink.
Right. Right?
This is what we do. Marketing reimagined, redefined. And to redefine, these are the basic precursors which you have to take.
Right. But I guess when you said that we need narratives and we need these channels through which we're reaching the right audience, that gently reminded me that, nowadays there are many digital marketing tools and stuff which we're using, but not exactly reaching the right target audience. For example, when I was working with Times of India in this PR agency, I remember they had these packages for even regional newspapers and channels for which some brands might have the need for. For example, if we discuss about some tea brand, then that tea brand might be focusing on somewhere down the line, Assam or somewhere around these tier two, tier three cities. So to reach them, I guess we need the right channels, which are not really being focused on, because we are very much inclined towards social media and stuff.
No, absolutely, right? But remember, at this point, we are not looking at the channels.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. We need to focus on the right channels. At this point, we just want to know who these people are.
Right, yeah.
Because then comes the third point, which is why should these people listen to you?
Mm-hmm.
Right? What is so groundbreaking that Muskan is saying that they should invest their time and effort into listening to her?
Mm.
Right? Because information is free-flowing. Everybody is advising everyone. What is the special thing which you are saying?
Mm.
Right? Which is why, remember, we are at this point, we are still on the strategy aspect. We have still not said about media buying or figuring out your ad rates or cost per lead or whatever you want to do. We are still at the initial step of figuring out who we are, who is our customer, and why should they listen to us.
Right.
Okay? Which is why, right, this is re-articulating your point of view. If we had to summarize this segment in this particular episode, it is create a point of view which is authentic, engaging, and original. But before you create that point of view, obviously you have to put in words who you are, who is your audience, and what are they looking for? Why should they listen to you? And all of that, when combined together, gives you enough material fuel to start creating your point of view, which is why, see, this is what we are saying, re-articulate your point of view, not re-articulate your copywriting. Not re-articulate your website or ad banners. This is precisely your point of view. And your point of view is what will make you stand out. Right? That is the objective of marketing, to stand out from the crowd. And you can only stand out when you're original. And you can only be original when you have a distinct point of view.
Right. I guess it is pure strategy that we're talking about, reanalyzing the strategy and not jumping into tactics right away. So I guess
the time for that will come.
Right. But if this step is not yet been established, then I guess all the other steps, as we talked about channels or content, it all can somewhere or the other go wrong because...
Yeah. I mean, also remember, this is when we are looking at 2023.
Hmm.
It is around the corner. And we will eventually jump into action plans and goals and targets. But before we get to that, this is the point where we re-articulate our point of view, which again, I will summarize is... figuring out who we are, right? Or who the founder is, right? Because in many manners, the point of view will be tied implicitly to the founder brand,
right?
And explicitly. So who are you? Why are you doing this business? Put it into words. Who are you speaking to? What are their needs, pains, problems? What are their disappointments? What do they want? How fast do they want it? All of that stuff. And then the eventual merging of these two points, which is, why should they listen to you? What is so unique? What is so valuable that Muskan is doing?
Hmm.
Which is, I mean, why should anybody listen to you? And even if it's a 10-second reel, right, even those 10 seconds are a time out of somebody's life, right? So why should they do it? And that is why this is rethinking, right? Your first question was, a brand has already started. Right? They already invested in material.
Right.
But if everything is going fine, perfect, keep on doing it. If things are not going fine, which increasingly they will not, because simply because of saturation of all marketing channels, then you have to take a step back, put pen on paper, figure out your, as Simon Sinek's famous video says, right? Figure out your whys.
Mm. I guess very rightly articulated. And this sums up our first part of the video, our podcast series, wherein we discuss how to re-articulate your point of view. So I guess we'll meet you in the next one. Thank you, Deepa.
Thank you, Muskan.